Somebody's been driving around Chicago throwing eggs at people for a couple of years. And having noticed that, this sort of startup journalist named Moshe Tasso said, Tamsat said, maybe we could find a way to figure out who it is that's egging people, businesses, cars. Moshe's on a phone line now. You're on WGN. Moshe, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Okay, and yourself, John? Thanks for having me.
So what is it that you do? Tell me about your website.
Sure. I run a number of websites under the True Chicago brand on Facebook. They're hyper-local, local neighborhood group pages, forums. The most active one, the one we started with, was True West Loop. And it was on that forum that I received a direct message from one of our members saying that he saw some eggs broken on the sidewalk. And that rung a bell in my head because I'd seen the same up against the McDonald's building. And I thought maybe they were party revelers after COVID shutdowns coming out and having a good time. But they became more frequent in sightings. So we decided to put up a post in True West Loop. And that got a lot of attention and a lot of responses. And we realized that we were dealing with something bigger than just a few eggs on the sidewalk.
What was it?
It was basically a truck, a white box truck, with distinctive red graffiti on the driver's side that was involved in drive-by eggings, for lack of a better term, where the passenger or the driver himself would launch these eggs at high velocity and with significant impact, force impact, to leave welts on people's backs through a parka. We didn't know whether they were actually throwing them. It's a pretty restricted space in that cabin. And to actually get a shot off while driving and hit a target would make you qualified for being a Cubs pitcher. But in this case, it was like maybe they were using a launcher or something. We didn't really know. Or maybe the eggs were frozen, or maybe they were hard-boiled. And we started going through these different scenarios, and we did our research, and we realized it was only a matter of time before someone was seriously hurt. And it comes back down to that age-old line. It's all fun and games until someone loses
hurt.
An eye.
How long has this been going on?
It's been going on for about 2 years now.
So having noticed that and thought about that, then you, what, posted or started to map where these reports were based on people's postings on your Facebook page?
Not only my Facebook page, not only True West Loop, what we were seeing on True West Loop were members of other neighborhood Facebook groups who were saying, hey, we heard about this in Noble Square, or we heard about this in Lakeview, or, you know, all these different neighborhoods were starting to speak up. And we realized Chicago is a neighborhood, is a city of 77 neighborhoods. We know that they're segregated not only physically, but also in terms of information. Information isn't flowing between the separate Facebook groups. So what we did was we established a separate group, Chicago Egg Hunters, specifically for this mission of tracking down the individual.
There's a Facebook group. There's a Facebook group called Chicago Egg Hunters. It has over 500 members. After today, it'll probably have double that amount. And now here's what you and I need to do, Moshe. I'm almost out of time here. I want to finish the story after the news because the big question is, do you think you know who is doing it?
Yes, we do. We let me phrase that a little more specifically. We know who owns the truck.
Yeah.
We know the company that owns the truck, and we've reached out to them, and they've acknowledged that they own the truck. And they're conducting their own internal investigation as we speak to determine which drivers were involved. We can't share the name until CPD presses charges, which means that these, you know, we're close to 100-plus victims now, want to be heard.
Okay.
They want to register their message and get to CPD, and they want to see some action taken.
Yeah, I understand that. And in fact, you told me off the air that you think you actually know who it is, and you guys have video images. So let's finish this story. We were visiting with that guy who created a Facebook map to track and find who the serial egg thrower has been in the city for the last couple of years. The guy that generated this is Moshe Tamsat, and he joins us now on WGN. Moshe, we were talking about this map that you created. The eggs have been getting thrown from as far north as, oh, I don't know, Rogers Park, all the way down to Chinatown, the Lower West Side, out west as well, even to the Garfield Park Conservatory. And people suddenly, having seen your posts on Facebook, said, yeah, me too, me too, me too. And then lo and behold, there's a van that does seem to be frequently going by. People have images of this, and so you think you've got the culprit. You reached out to the company, and the company said what again? Where to pick up the story from there?
Okay, sure. So after we compiled a map, and it led us to their location, we worked with the Chicago Sun-Times, and they validated our findings actually running the plates. So we knew exactly who owned the truck. Identifying the individuals driving the truck and passengering the truck is up to the company and their internal investigation, we figured. So what I did is, after we had all our ducks in a row and all the evidence in place, I reached out and I contacted them. And I explained the situation, and they admitted to owning the van, the box truck with the red graffiti on it. So they've taken ownership of that. Then they deferred on identifying the driver and the passenger until the warehouse manager could call in the shift and have an all-hands-on-deck meeting to figure out what was going on. They were supposed to call me back. They didn't call back. I called them the next day, followed up again. No real progress was made. They didn't call me back. And then I called them a third time, and at that point realized that they were circling the wagons or circling the egg trucks. And it reflected in their first media discussion, the first article that was printed by the Sun-Times. They claimed that the truck had been grounded for a month. It hadn't left the parking lot for a month, and that they were still looking into which drivers were involved. So it was deferral delay. We knew, and from witness sightings, videos, et cetera, that the truck has been active the last month. So we now understand that we may not be dealing with completely honest brokers. And at this stage of the game, it's best for CPD to do their
thing. What do the police say? What are the police telling you they're going to do about this?
Yep, we haven't. The CPD has been the big mystery in all of this. They've been informed over the course of 2 years of the incidents. They're aware of eggings. They've been given the license plate. We've been able to track down the VIN. They have access to all the data, all the evidence that they need to see, the photos, etc. They are going to do their thing. They haven't stated what that thing is, and we're not going to announce the name of the company until they've actually pressed charges.
Boy, you could publicly out them. A lot of times, that's what happens. You just lay it on them.
We totally could. I could totally right now put up a post and say, this is who it is, but I've chosen not to do that.
I understand that. I think there's a kind of high road that you're taking, and yet you've got that in your back pocket if it's the only road you've got. Do you think you know who the specific individual that works for this company that's egging people and businesses around the city?
I do not, but we do believe that we have access to higher quality images. For example, we've seen them going into 7-Elevens. And know that we can pull video footage from their security cameras to actually get an image. We've also had other eyewitnesses have taken long, angry stares at these individuals.
Yeah, even when they could identify them, right?
Exactly.
And yet, this is also what you know, Moshe. This is a city in which the cops are slow walking to potential homicides. This is a city cannot get cooperation from people when they do know who pulled the trigger, not on an egg gun, but on a gun with a real bullet. People don't talk. So I just can imagine the city thinking, really, you want us to invest manpower in eggings? But of course they should. They should do that. I'm not optimistic about how much energy you're going to get from the city on this.
Right. And we're not asking. This is a thing. We're completely realistic. Believe me, this is so low on the hierarchy of their priority.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. But it doesn't take much for an officer to pay a visit and have a coffee with an owner.
Yeah.
That's community policing.
Yeah.
It's like, look, we've gotten lucky until this point. No one's been hurt. Just get your guys to stop. And if the CPD can't do it, then we have BACP. They were quick on the gun to shut down the tamale guy, for example, when they were hosting events around the community, raising money for the tamale guy.
I remember that. No, what I'm thinking of is look at the resources the city found when Jussie Smollett suddenly said that he was attacked. There was no end of detectives who were working on that case. And maybe your idea of outing this guy and or threatening to out this guy is a kind of community policing, too. You just sit down and say, look, I don't want to bust you publicly. The cops aren't going to do anything about it, but the internet will if you don't behave. Moshe, I'm out of time. But
hold on. If I could clarify, that's not what I did.
Okay. No, I'm suggesting that's what you...
That was not posed as...
No. I'm not suggesting you did. Okay. I'm suggesting you could do that, but you haven't done that yet.
Nor would we.
Well, that's your prerogative, but listen, I wouldn't blame you if you did.
But I wouldn't. I would leave it up to CPD to complete an investigation and to pay these individuals a visit and just ask them to stop. We're not asking for detective work or anything. Just ask them to stop. And if they don't, ask BACP, which administers business licenses, and ask them to cease delivery operations until they get things sorted out. That would put a quick stop to this until the police and BACP can figure out what to do, whether it's something or nothing. I just want to be absolutely clear. This isn't a game where we're going to say, we're going to out you if you don't do something. We're not threatening anyone.
Moshe Tansad is the creator of the Facebook group called Chicago Egg Hunters. Moshe, I'm going to follow up with you. Good luck, and keep us posted on this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
It's a Facebook group called Chicago Egg Hunters. I don't know, if more people would cooperate on crimes big and small, I think some justice would be brought.